The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency announcing this week they have identified the remains of a World War II veteran from Carrollton, considered killed in action, and whose remains were unidentifiable for the last 75 years. Private First Class Hewlett's Alan Thompson served his country as an infantryman in Task Force Galahad in the China-Burma-India Theater. In June of 1944, Thompson fought in the siege of Mytikina, Burma, where he died in battle. The battalion searched for him afterwards and could not find his body. The United States did create a military burial site in 1946 at the Mytikina battleground, then transferred the remains of the soldiers buried to a U.S. military cemetery in India. One body that was transferred was labeled X-386. It was removed from the graveyard again and transferred to another military burial site in Honolulu, known as the Punch Bowl. Last July, the DPAA dug up the remains of X-386 and took them to a lab. Scientists were eventually able to use dental, anthropological, and mitochondrial DNA analysis to identify Thompson. The DPAA says his remains will be returned to his hometown. Thompson will finally be laid to rest on November 30th, 2019, at Clem Cemetery in Carroll County. Carrollton police have obtained the image of a vehicle they say struck a pedestrian one night last week, then left the scene. The victim is said to be in serious condition. According to the police report, just prior to midnight last Wednesday, a male was walking across Alabama Street when he was struck by a vehicle driving westbound, which then turned left onto Bromelow Road. The investigation has led police to believe the vehicle is a 2017 Hyundai Accent Value Edition. We've shared the image of the suspect's vehicle to the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. Anyone with information on the vehicle or the incident should contact Corporal Chad Krish with the CPD. Well, Georgia's District 30 State Senator and Senate Majority Leader Mike Dugan not overreacting to news that the federal government is looking for a location in southwest metro Atlanta to house up to 500 unaccompanied immigrant children who have been apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border, while some are speculating it could land in Carroll County. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporting last week that the U.S. Health and Human Services Department identified the region south of I-20 from downtown Atlanta to Carrollton and west of I-75 between downtown to about Griffin as the area they would like to see a facility built. According to the AJC, the feds are looking for a privately owned property of at least 96,000 square feet of space for a facility and 2 acres of outdoor space for play. Now, the news has at least one local political party already planning a protest and given candidates for county races another topic for their campaigns. But Dugan, who represents a majority of Carroll County on the state level and closer to Atlanta, part of Douglas, says he does not see Carroll being a good fit for the project at this time.
I don't know of an existing structure that meets the requirements in the area. I'm all over the district. I see a lot of stuff, but I don't know of any that would meet their need.
But if a private property in Carroll is selected, Dugan is unsure what the county legally can do to stop the building if that is what officials intended.
Unless they stand up and say, we're passing a resolution that this will not be allowed in Carroll County and we will not permit any private citizen that would have the ability to meet this requirement, I'm not sure what they would do. But again, that being said, I don't know of a place in the county that would meet that requirement.
We did reach out to 3rd District Congressman Drew Ferguson's office this week with specific questions relating to the possible project and how it could affect Carroll County. He was unavailable. Well, one young man from Temple is setting records in the state of Georgia for track and field, and at an early age, 12-year-old David Williams recently set state records in the 400-meter dash and the 200-meter dash and competed in over 30 events at the 2019 Georgia Recreation and Parks State Championship. On Monday night, the City of Temple recognizing the young man for his accomplishments.
It feels good. I feel like I accomplished something. And the record for the 400 was 58.49 seconds, and 200 meter was 25.48.
Williams' parents, Andrea and Bianca Williams, say that with his talent and tremendous work ethic, the sky's the limit for their son, who is also a straight-A student.
So we're very proud of him. He's a hard worker, very diligent at what he does, so definitely proud of him. He's already training, so as his father and mother, we're already working with him. He's very consistent, very diligent at what he does.
Williams says he plans to continue running track in high school and college. He also hopes to one day take the podium at the Olympics. Williams will enter the 7th grade in August at Chapel Hill Middle School. It has been nearly 100 years since the era of minor league baseball was started in Carrollton. From 1920 until the late 1940s, there were numerous minor league teams representing the city. Local baseball historian and author of Pickle It, Minor League Baseball of Carrollton, Georgia, John Bell, joining WLBB's Community Voice program to talk about the many teams that played here during that 30-year stretch.
The 1920 and 21 team didn't have a nickname, but the 1928, the next time we were part of official minor league baseball, the team was called the Frogs, Carrollton Frogs. So that was a good moniker to have, I think. Not really sure where that came from. I never found out. 1929 and 30, because the 28 team won the league championship, we called ourselves the Champs. So the Carrollton Champs in 29, and then again in 1930. And then from 46 to 50, post-World War II, we were the Carrollton Hornets.
The teams played in numerous locations in Carrollton, including a field on South Street and a stadium behind the old Carrollton High School.
There's still a section of the stands in place on the hillside behind the old high school.
Some notable players that did spend some time in a Carrollton uniform were Paul Fittery and Charlie Red Roberts, who was actually from Carrollton and played for the Washington Senators. For more information about minor league baseball in Carrollton, that entire interview with Bell is posted online at newstalk1330.com, also the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. I'm Colin Worthington.